Let's come to order and draw the record, please. My name is Lemuel Hinton. I'm a staff attorney with the North Carolina Utilities Commission, and I have been assigned to conduct this public hearing. The commission now calls for hearing at this time for the purpose of taking non-expert public witness testimony in docket W-354-36 in the matter of the application of Carolina Water Services Inc. of North Carolina for authority to increase rates for water and sewer utility service for its subdivisions in North Carolina except the Corolla Light and Monterey Shore service area. On April 27, 2018, Carolina Water Service filed an application with the commission seeking authority to increase its rates for water and sewer utility service in all of the service areas in North Carolina, effective May 27, 2018. Carolina Water Service is proposing to increase the water and sewer rates for its four rate provisions approved in the last general rate case in docket number W-354-356. And it's also proposing uniform water and sewer rates for the Elk River development. In addition, Carolina Water Services is requesting authority to implement the consumption ban water and wastewater rate adjustment mechanism within each of its company's rate divisions. On May 16, 2018, Carolina Water Services filed an amendment to the revised page 407 of Appendix A1, which was attached to the application. On May 22, 2018, the commission issued its order establishing general rate case, suspending rates, scheduling hearings, and requiring customer notice. Pursuant to this order, the commission declared this proceeding to be a general rate case pursuant to GS-62-137 and suspended the proposed new rates for up to 270 days pursuant to GS-62-134. Additionally, the order scheduled application for evidentiary hearing on October 16, 2018, and scheduled this public witness testimony hearing for this date, at this time, and in this place. On May 30, 2018, Carolina Water Services filed an ongoing three-year risk assistance plan. Numerous consumer statements of position have been filed in this document. I now call upon parties to announce their appearances for the record, beginning with the applicant utility.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman and Zachary. My name is Robert Bennett. I'm an attorney at law in practice in Raleigh, doing business as Bennett Law Office. I'm here tonight to represent Carolina Water Service Incorporated of North Carolina. With me at council table is Matthew Klein, the president of Carolina Water Service of North Carolina. Also with us tonight are company employees Tony Consul, regional manager, Mark Haber, area manager, Jack Jones, area manager, and Deborah Clark, communications coordinator for the company. At the conclusion of the hearing, company personnel will be ready and available to meet with customers if they would like and to respond to questions.
Thank you, Mr. Bennett. What's that?
Yes, Your Honor. My name is John Little. I'm an attorney with the Legal Division of the Public Staff. And with me here tonight is Gina Cassaberry, an engineer with the Public Staff's Water Division.
Thank you. Let the record also reflect the intervention and participation in this document by the public staff. North Carolina Utilities Commission is made and recognized pursuant to GS-62-15, Parens D, and Commission Rule R1-19E. I ask the parties, are there any preliminary matters that we need to take care of before we begin this public hearing?
No, sir.
Nothing from the public staff.
Are there any public witnesses that have signed up?
Yes, there are, Your Honor.
Okay. Well, then, ladies and gentlemen, there appear to be quite a few folks here, and I assume quite a few of you want to speak. We appreciate you coming out tonight to voice your views on this important matter. The commission, of course, welcomes your testimony, and we're glad that you're here. As the sheriff has announced, there are a few rules that they have, but there are also a few rules that we have, ground rules that we're going to have to follow, particularly since we have such a large crowd who've signed up with the public staff, and we want all of you to be heard. In conducting this hearing, the commission functions as a court. We do that pursuant to statute. We're in a courtroom for that very reason. We must take sworn testimony pursuant to the statutes that have been passed by the General Assembly for many years. We operate pursuant to these rules of procedure and evidence, and we want to conduct this hearing in a very orderly manner. So I request that you volunteer and agree voluntarily agree and abide by these rules, and we trust that you will do so. In order to facilitate a full and fair opportunity for all speakers to participate in this hearing, the commission has these guidelines for public hearing, and I'll go over these. One, witnesses must register with the public staff and verify that they are non-party witnesses. They will be called in the order listed on the roster. Two, in order to allow each person an equal amount of time, there will be a limit of 3 minutes on the amount of time for each witness to speak. Therefore, witnesses should endeavor to avoid cumulative, repetitive, and irrelevant testimonies. Three, witnesses will be sworn in. I must have the witness swear or affirm prior to the witness providing testimony in order that testimony be received in the evidence. Only one witness may testify at a time. Witnesses shall refrain from offering opinions on matters not specified in the notice of hearing for this document. Also, witnesses should address their testimony to the commission that they mean, focus on the issues presented regarding this docket, and refrain from making personal criticisms of the parties or and any other hearing participants. In lieu of oral testimonies, witnesses may submit written testimony as long as they swear to its accuracy. Written statements must be submitted by the person under oath during the hearing. The witnesses will be subject to cross-examination by any party desired to cross-examine the witness. The party's intended attorneys and the commission will have the opportunity to ask questions of each witness. Persons who are customers of the applicant will be called to testify first. Other persons called to testify will be in the order in which they are registered on the witness sheet. We should note that testimony is being recorded by the court reporter, you see here later. Therefore, to ensure the accuracy of the record, I may limit unconventional modes of testimony. The commission's goal is to receive testimony that will help the commission make decisions in this matter. So please do not disturb the hearing by clapping, booing, hissing, or other such behavior. In addition, please refrain from personal criticism or attack on participants, including the applicant's attorneys and representatives of the commission and the public staff. To ensure that all witnesses are heard and their testimony is properly transcribed by the court reporter, the commission will maintain hearing room decorum. We will have the right to instruct security to remove any member of the audience who is attempting to participate out of court. Finally, bear in mind that we have a lot of people in here who want to be heard, so please get to your point quickly if you can. Be succinct as possible and avoid repetition in order that we may all have a chance to be heard. And now I would ask that there, if the parties want to make an oral statement before we begin questioning the witnesses.
Not tonight, sir.
Public staff? Nothing but the public staff, Your Honor.
Okay, then. We are here, and I will ask the public staff, you say you have identified some witnesses. I'll ask you to call your first witnesses. Each witness, if you would you identify your name, spell your name, and tell us what subdivision you're representing or you reside in. Just one moment, please.
Your Honor, public staff would first call Patricia Marquardt.
Mark, right? If you would come and you just want to place your left hand on the Bible, raise your right hand. Right hand on the Bible. Do you swear to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
Yes, Your Honor. Ms. Marco, can you tell us your full name and spell your last name for us, please?
Patricia Marquardt. Marquardt.
And what's your address?
I live in Hemby Acres in Hemby Bridge, Indian Trail address, 6005 Rockwell Drive, Indian Trail, North Carolina.
And you're a customer of Carolina Water Service?
I am. I pay Union County Public Works for my water. Carolina frame.
There.
When you say this occurs, are you referring to a rate increase request?
We get this notice in the mail every spring saying they're going to go up on the rates again. And it usually ends up being in November, December, where the rates go up. And it's usually between $4, $5, $6. And I only use approximately, last month I used 300 gallons of water. 300 to 1500 gallons. And this is based on two times or three times the water that I use, this flat rate. According to Union County Public Works, I got a notice in the mail saying the rate that I would be paying if they were providing my sewer, which is half what I'm paying now.
So you believe that you should be paying
much less.
Much less for
according
based
to
on
water.
What your water usage is and not a flat
my
rate.
Sewer runoff, yes.
You have anything else?
In addition to that, I also pay Indian Trail property tax. I have a sewer attachment on my property taxes as well. So I feel like I'm paying way more than I should. I estimated that I am paying over the past 22 years that I've lived in that house, I have overpaid approximately $15,000 more than I should have paid. And I feel like I should get a refund at the end of the year based on my water usage.
Do you have anything else?
No. I just get aggravated every time I get this bill in the mail.
Nothing further from the public staff, Your Honor.
Yeah.
Thank you. Mr. Bennett, do you have any questions?
No questions.
Thank you, Ms. Lockwood. You may
proceed.
Right.
That's all.
Your Honor, if I may, there is a large contingent of residents from the Brackfield Farms subdivision here. And the public staff has communicated with certain people from Brackfield Farms about nominating representative customers to testify instead of the whole subdivision testifying. And I believe they've agreed to that, but I do not know who is testifying for Brackfield Farms, who to call.
Thank you, Mr. Little. As you've heard, Mr. Little has communicated that apparently you have agreed to one or two spokesmen for the subdivision to speak, but he didn't know who the particular parties are. He doesn't know who the particular parties who are going to speak are. You would need to identify yourself to them.
Your Honor,
there's more than two.
Did we have two?
I had understood that you had agreed to two. Is that not correct?
No.
Do you have any idea how many people from the subdivision want to speak?
No more than 10. It'll be 10 or less.
And sir, could you identify yourself so that the court reporter could have your name in the record?
Yeah, William Collier.
So Mr. Carter, I'll address you. You said you have approximately 10 folks from Bradfield Farms that would want to speak.
Yes.
Is that correct? The commission is here to accommodate you to the best that we can. We will allow all 10 of you to speak. We will have 3 minutes per person.
That's understood. And in our conversation outside the courtroom, we also understand that those who have signed up, if they determine that their remarks are redundant, they may pass on speaking, or they would limit their remarks so that they are not redundant.
Thank you, Mr. Collier. I think the court reporter has transcribed that, and we would appreciate it. Of course, as I say, we're here to accommodate you and to listen to you, but to the extent that you can reduce the number of speakers that you have, and to the extent that a speaker determines that what they say
repetitive and redundant. We would appreciate it so much if you were doing that. So with those things in mind, we'll ask you to identify your first speaker, Mr. Little, and Mr. Little will call that person to be heard.
Public staff will call Mr. Collier.
Mr. Collier, if you will come and place your left hand on the Bible and raise your right hand to the record. Mr. Collier, do you swear or affirm that the testimony that you are about to give is the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. If you would be seated.
My name is William Collier. I live at 7201 Maitland, M-A-I-T-L-A-N-D, Lane in Charlotte, and I'm a resident of Bradfield Farms.
Give us the spelling of your last name for the record, please.
C-O-L-Y-E-R.
I'm assuming you're a customer of Carolina Water Service.
That is correct.
Water and sewer, or just water?
Water and sewer. We all are water and sewer.
Okay. Are you giving a testimony representative of other people in the subdivision?
Yes.
And what would you like the commission to know?
What I would like to provide, and I have the 12 copies, sir. They go to
you. You can hand those to the public staff.
Oh, public staff, okay.
Just one moment, please, sir. Your Honor, I've been handed a document with the title of Bradfield Farms Owners Association, Charlotte, North Carolina. Seems to be a letter signed by Nikki Howe, the president, Maureen Sullivan, the first vice president, Christine Shenglin, the second vice president, Mike Wade, the treasurer, and William Collier, the secretary. Mr. Collier, do you want this to be entered into evidence so that the commission can possibly utilize it in making their decisions on the rate increase?
Yes.
Your Honor, the public staff would ask that this be marked as Collier Exhibit 1. Now that we've got this identified for court, can you give us an explanation of what this document is?
This is a resolution objecting to the proposed Carolina Water Service rate increase. It was conducted and presented at one of our regular meetings, and that was on August the 27th by the Board of Directors of the Bradfield Farms Homeowners Association.
Can you summarize this resolution, please?
I will. Carolina Water Service is entitled to make a 8%+ business profit. However, a water increase of 51.68% and a sewer rate increase of 22.73% for Bradfield Farms is quite unfair and unreasonable. The Federal Tax Act, and that's the Job Act, you know, of 2017, will have a dramatic impact on this utility. It'll have a tax reduction of 13%, and if anything, that saving should be passed on to all of us, our North Carolina customers. Carolina Water Service requested and received rate increases in 2010, 2012, 2017. 2017 approved increase was 54.58% for water, 55.87% for sewer. This increase raised the average water sewer utility bill in Charlotte to our families, it averaged probably $300. And the 2018 rate increase is even more than excessive. The Bradfield Farms homeowners wish to convey our thanks to the State of North Carolina Utilities Commission and public staff for their efforts to deny or at least limit the Carolina Water Service rate increase. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Directors of Bradfield Farm Homeowners Association representing the 967 households, unanimously approved this resolution at our regular board meeting. That concludes my comments.
Your Honor, pending any objection, public staff will move that Collier Exhibit 1 be admitted into the record.
Let's see, Mr. Bennett.
No objection.
And it shall be received in the record and shall be marked as Collier Exhibit Number 1.
Mr. Collier, you've objected to any of the rate increase. Do you have any opinions on the quality of service you receiving from Carolina Water Service?
Satisfactory.
And is that your personal opinion, or are you speaking on behalf of other residents?
It's definitely a personal opinion, and I think it would be representative of most of the residents of Bradfield Farms.
Public staff has no further questions, Your Honor.
Thank you. Mr. Bennett?
No questions.
Thank you, Mr. Collier. You may be excused.
Thank you.
Public staff will call Nikki Howell, Your Honor.
Come on, Sal. Howell. This is a man of Bible. Raise your right hand, please. Do you swear or affirm? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the information that you are about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? You may be seated.
Ms. Howell, will you give us your full name and your address for the record?
Yes, my name is Nicolene Howell. I live at 7219 Duchamp Drive in Charlotte.
And are you a resident of the Bradfield Farm subdivision?
I am.
And are you giving representative testimony for other residents in Bradfield Farms also?
I don't know if I'm qualified. I don't know. I'm not sure. Do I represent them? Is that what you mean?
I'm not saying if you represent them, but is your testimony applicable to other people in
Yes, I believe it is. It will be.
Okay.
Yes.
So what would you like the commission to hear from you?
Okay, I just have a statement to read.
Fine.
Okay. I'd like to thank the commission for the opportunity to speak. I have the honor of being president of our HOA. We are a development of 967 homes, and we are a normal working class community. Our residents are made up of two-parent families, many of them just starting out, single parents struggling to raise their children in a stable environment, and senior citizens living on fixed incomes. We actually have a pretty good mix. However, most of us will find an increase yet again after last year to be a hardship. Because of the rate increase last year, my own water bill nearly doubled. I'd ask the commission to please consider that fact. It nearly doubled. As a comparison, I would like to point out that Social Security has raised benefits 2% in 2018, 0.3% in 2017, and in 2016, there was no raise. I believe any increase in our water bills coming so soon after the raise last year is unreasonable and would certainly negatively impact the lives of our residents. I respectfully ask you to consider this when you make your decision. You, the commissioners, hold the power, and you are our line of defense against raising rates. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Allen.
Nothing further from the public staff.
Ms. Bennett?
No questions.
You may be excused.
Staff would call Melinda Hugh.
Hi, I'm going to defer.
Gary Brown, Griffin Rice. Staff, public staff is called Griffin Rice to the stand, Your Honor.
Mr. Rice, if you place your left hand on the Bible and raise your right hand, do you solemnly swear or affirm that the information that you're about to give this proceeding is the truth, nothing but the truth?
Mr. Rice, full name, address for the record, please.
My name is Griffin Rice. I live at 7109 Scuppernong Court in Charlotte. Can you spell Scuppernong? It's S-C-U-P-P-E-R-N-O-N-G. And that's in the Bradfield Farm subdivision.
What would you like the commission to hear from you?
I have a statement prepared. My wife and I have lived in Bradfield Farms for a little over 2 years. The first 17 full billing cycles that we lived in our home, our combined water and sewer bill averaged $42.46. Then Carolina Water Service increased their rates. In the 10 cycles since, our bill has averaged $62.99, which is 48% higher than when we lived in, even though our usage has averaged 800 gallons per month less. Now they're proposing yet another increase. If the newly proposed rates are applied to our historic usage, our monthly bill will average $86.60. That's up another 37%. The new bill will be 104% higher than the average bill we were charged just 11 months ago. To put that further into context, our yearly bill is going to be $529.68 higher than when we moved into the house. To quote Halford Erickson, who's the father of utility regulation, one of the inherent advantages of regulated public utility is to see to it that the public is adequately served at reasonable rates. The difficult task that faces the Utilities Commission is to determine what balances a reasonable rate for the public and a fair rate for Carolina Water Service. Last year, Carolina Water Service thought that an additional $728,000 through the Bradfield Farms rate division would help it get a fair rate. The prices went up, but then they didn't get the projected rate of return. So now they're asking that we increase their permissible rate of return to 8.91% and take an additional $898,000 from Bradfield Farms. Even with an MBA, I'm not trying to say that I understand the hundreds of pages of financial documentation provided by Carolina Water Service. All I know is that what they deemed fair last year isn't enough for them this year, and they already plan on asking for more increases in the future. So I ask you to focus on what's reasonable. Is it reasonable that my annual bill more than doubles in less than a year? Is it reasonable that I pay 42% more than I would if I lived a couple miles away and had water and sewer from the city of Charlotte? Is it reasonable to send the message to utility companies not to worry about their costs, that they can just make their returns by taking more money from their hardworking customers who don't have any other options? I believe the Utilities Commission should find that another increase is unreasonable and that the residents of Bradfield Farms are already paying a fair rate.
Nothing from the public staff, Your Honor.
No question.
Thank you, Mr. Rice. Instead of that,
Peggy Kwan.
My name is Margaret Kwan, Q-U-A-N. I live at 10645 Jardin, J-A-R-D-I-N, Way, Charlotte, and that's in Bradfield Farms.
What would you like the commission to hear?
I just want to say a few things that haven't been already said. My husband and I have lived in Bradfield Farms for 21 years. And we are just one of the many neighborhoods who received notification of a requested rate increase. I urge the commission to exempt Bradfield Farms from this increase. The request is made due to the fact that infrastructure investments, which Carolina Water Service of North Carolina is hoping to recoup, have not been made in our neighborhood. We have no new water or sewer mains, no new hydrants, meters, or improvements to our water and wastewater treatment facilities, to the best of my knowledge. Why, I ask, should the Bradfield Farms residents have to pay for improvements which we are not benefiting from? My husband and I are very conservative water users. We average a use of 90 gallons per day. We are also nearing retirement age. Every penny must be accounted for in our family budget. We are unable to sustain increases of the degree requested in something as necessary to us as water. I appreciate your attention to this matter and urge you to deny the request of the rate increase for our neighborhood. Thank you.
Anything else? Nothing for the public staff, Your Honor.
They have?
No questions.
Thank you, Ms. Waller.
Deborah Atkinson.
Ms. Atkinson, did you place your left hand on the Bible and raise your right hand? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to give in this matter is the truth, the whole truth, and the whole truth?
Tell us your name and your address for the record, please.
My name is Deborah, spelled D-E-B-O-R-A-H, J. Atkinson. I live at 11008 Scrimshaw, spelled S-C-R-I-M-S-H-A-W, Lane.
That's Bradfield Farm Subdivision?
It is, in the Bradfield Farm Subdivision.
And what would you like the commission to hear from you?
I moved into Bradfield Farms in 2014. And from then until now, my average water and sewer bill has been $36.67 from January to August, and I'm basing that on because it is August now. With this new increase, in the November increase, my water bill and sewer bill went to $55.71, which would be a $19.04 monthly increase. $228.48 yearly increase. I can assure you since 2014 until now that I have not received a double-digit cost of living increase from the North Carolina Retired Employees Pension nor Social Security. What I did receive was about 6%, which was eaten up in inflation, which is above 6.8%. I am a single woman living within her means. And $228.48 increase in anything has made my overall budget hard to swallow. And with this additional increase, it means that something else in my household is going to have to suffer. I'm in the same house, the same one person, no major increase in my lifestyle, and I feel it is unfair to award another water sewer rate increase in less than 12 months. There are no additional benefits that I can see that I will receive from this increase. I thank you for your time for listening, and I also thank you for rejecting the water sewer increase rate requested by Carolina Water.
Is that all you got?
Okay.
Nothing from the public staff, Your Honor.
Company?
No question.
Steve Kirkley? I'm saying that right? Here. Give us your name and your address for the record, please.
Nicholas Stephen Kirkley, 6800 Grand Fusey Court, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28215.
And what would you like to say to the commission tonight?
Well, I'm going to keep this very brief since everyone's pretty much said the same thing.
Thank you.
But I do want to submit to the commission and to the court reporter a petition that I have started for the neighborhood. And a letter that I sent to the Utilities Commission in opposition to this increase.
And you'd like this to be entered into the record so that the Commission can consider it in their deliberations on the rate increase?
Most certainly.
Okay.
I sent a mail copy, but I never heard back from you guys.
The Karen, Mr. Kirkley has handed me a, some documents that, on the top is a letter addressed to David Drews, the Chief Counsel of the Legal Division of North Carolina Public Staff, dated August 2nd, 2018. And Mr. Kirkley, do you know approximately how many signatures you have?
It's about 175.
And photocopies of a petition with approximately 175 signatures of all in opposition to the rate increase?
Yes.
Would ask that this be marked.
How do you spell Kirkley? How do you spell Kirkley? Okay.
So, Mr. Little, do you want those marked separately, or do you want them to be marked as one?
One exhibit, Your Honor, and if that would.
So, do you want it to be marked Kirkley? Kirkley.
Kirkley 1.
Kirkley Exhibit 1.
That's fine.
Kirkley Exhibit 1, let the record reflect that. Glad Kirkley Exhibit 1.
No,
and this on for limitations.
So we've got the procedural aspect out of the way for that. Do you want to explain a little bit more what that document marks?
Well, it's basically, we got the letter back in earlier this year in May. It just struck me as crazy that they're going to ask for another rate increase in less than a year. Really kind of angered me. So I proposed to the Homeowners Association to start a petition to get as many residents to sign in opposition to this rate increase. And they gave me the blessing and had some help from some of the fellow residents that we gathered signatures.
Now, is there anything else you'd like the commission to hear from you besides the petition?
My testimony will be the same as everyone else's. My rates have increased. Few years back, they were only $25 a month. Then they went up to $42, $43 a month. Now they're $75 a month. With the rate increase, I'm sure it's going to be well over 100. I wish I would get that kind of raise, salary increases at my job.
Sure. Is there anything else?
No, sir.
Now, the staff, will, public staff will move Kirkley Exhibit 1 to be admitted into the record pending any objections.
No objection.
And the public staff has nothing further for Mr. Kirkley.
Thank you. Kirkley Exhibit number 1, which consists of a letter to David Drews on August 2nd, 2018, a petition of 175 signatures, shall be admitted into the record. If there's no further questions, sir, you may step up.
Brenda Cheshire.
I'll defer at this time since my comments.
Tom Moody.
I'm sorry, sir, I didn't get your last name.
Moody, M-O-O-D-Y.
Thank you, Mr. Moody. If you put your left hand on the ballot, raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear that swear or affirm that the information that you are about to give in this proceeding is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. You may be seated.
Mr. Moody, your name and address and your name of the subdivision where you live.
We live in the Yachtsman, 14615 Waterside Drive, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. And it's Tom Moody, M-O-O-D-Y.
And just to be clear for the record, you do not live in the Brockville Farm subdivision.
That is correct. I don't have a red shirt. Although I'd like to live there because y'all's bills are a lot cheaper now.
Are you in the Queens Harbor?
Yeah, that's one of our roads there.
Okay, and you're a customer of Carolina Water Service?
Yes, we are.
Water and sewer or just water?
Water and sewer.
Okay, what would you like the commission to know?
Just to kind of echo what they said, our bills are much higher. We've had the same raises. Just to give you a little bit of a brief, I live by myself, I travel a lot. My last bill was $81. I was gone for 2 weeks. We don't have lawns, we don't water our lawns, we're a townhouse and condo community. I have something that I would like to enter in. I also have a petition like the other fellow. We have 95% of our residents have signed it, so we'd like to put that in there as well. I could briefly go over that. The only issue that we would like to bring up that hasn't been brought up is the quality of our water is ridiculously harmful.
Mr. Malouli,
yeah.
If I could interrupt you for a moment,
yeah.
You can identify this document.
Okay, no problem.
The first document is a letter addressed to the Honorable Josh Stern, the Attorney General, and Mr. David Drews, the Chief Counsel of the Legal Division of the Public Staff, dated September 12th, 2018, consisting of three pages.
And a couple photographs.
On the second page of the document. And a the second document is four pages of signatures from what I'm assuming are residents in the Yachtsman community.
Correct.
And these are all signatures opposing the rate increase.
Absolutely.
You have any other copies of these documents?
You can have these. We have other copies. I'd like to hold on to that until I'm finished, if you don't mind.
I need to show it to the Attorney for Carolina Water Service. So
yep.
Thank you. The letter dated September 12th to David Drews asked to be marked as Moody Exhibit 1, and the document with the signatures says marked as Moody Exhibit 2.
Let the record reflect that they have been identified as Moody Exhibit 1 and Moody Exhibit 2. These are all copies. And, sir, you understand that these have to go with the court reporter being an official record.
That's fine.
So let the record reflect that Moody Exhibit 1 is a letter to A.G. Josh Stein and David Drews, dated September 12, 2018, and four pages of signatures that are attached there too.
Can you give us a summary of what Moody Exhibit 1 says?
Yes, I will. It makes reference to five local water companies and compares their bills to ours. I could give those numbers to you, but in real simple terms, it is in the letter, and the majority of them, our bill is literally twice as much. Obviously, we can't use them. Our community members consistently receive excessive high erroneous bills due to incorrect meter reads. The meters are a disaster in our neighborhood, and they're read by an independent company is the way I understand it, the way it was explained to me when I've called. I've called to dispute my water a couple of different times. Sometimes they go, well, don't worry about it, we'll catch up next week. One time they paid and reread it and dropped my water bill, $45. Recently, and I'll read this, for 10 days in May 2018, the CWSNC's two main water softener filters motor broke. The below pictures of dishes and residents' dishwashers show the water quality or lack thereof. Experienced by the community during the 10 days described above. Although the filters and motors were replaced, the community received no billing relief to whatsoever. I personally have a water softener. Several people in our neighborhood have a water softener. There's a sewage plant on our property that's supposed to clean the water. You cannot use the water in our neighborhood without softening it. It's ruining our pipes. I own a real estate firm. I've been in real estate business my whole life. It is affecting the value of our property. I'd like to echo everything, is your name Griffin? That Griffin said as well. He is certainly intelligent, and all of that is so true. We feel the same way, that this is a public service company. And when I sell a home to somebody, I let them know what their budget should be. I've been with Duke Power, Piedmont Gas, for 12 years. My bills never went up. My bill here has more than quadrupled since I've been there, and I use less water. There may be somebody else here that is representing us. that may want to say a few other things, but I think if you read this and we echo everything that they say, we don't want another rate increase, obviously. And as long as we can prevent that from happening, some of the other things that are going on in our particular neighborhood, we'd like to go on the record that so that people know that we are not happy even with the quality. I think you guys said that the service is fine. We think the service is a disaster. Anything else? Is that good?
Anything else you want the commission to know?
If you guys are thinking that your water is going to be high at 60 or 70, wait till it gets to be 200. Because that's what we're paying. And we don't even have yards that we are watering on. And our units are small, 1,200 square foot units.
Public staff has no further questions.
Mr. Bennett?
Yes, I do have a question. Mr. Moody, you started out by saying that the quality of the water is ridiculously harmful. What do you mean by the word harmful in one way?
The erosion on our pipes, we've all seen it. You see the white salt around a faucet slowly build up and build up, or a ring in a toilet, or I have pictures here, or your clothes. When you take a bath, you don't get no suds, you know, stuff like that. You wash your clothes, they smell funny.
Yes, by harmful, you're talking about the hardness of the water and the effects of that?
Yes, I haven't been drinking the water, so I don't know if it's affecting me medically speaking. We all buy water in our neighborhood.
Thank you very much, that's all.
Okay.
Any redirect?
No, you're not.
Thank you, sir. You may be excused.
Did you admit those? Did he admit the?
Yes, sir.
No, the. Did you admit the exhibits?
I don't know, but just to be sure, Your Honor, I'd like to ask that Moody Exhibit 1 and 2 be admitted into the record pending any objections.
No objection.
Let the record reflect that they are admitted at this time. Moody Exhibit 1 and Moody Exhibit 2 are admitted into the record.
At this time, Your Honor, we have reached the end of the. People who have signed the signing sheet testifying. I don't know if there are any other people who wish to testify that haven't signed in.
At this time, I will inquire if there are any other parties or any other people who wish to make a statement or testify at this time. If you approach Mr. Little, Ms. Casper.
Your Honor, the public staff have called Karen Sanella.
Right. Again, I don't think I called your last name.
Sanella. C-Y-N-O-W-A.
Ms. Sanella, thank you. Ms. Sanella, if you place your left hand on the Bible and raise your right hand, do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to give in this proceeding is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Thank you.
You may be seated.
I just wanted to.
Before you start.
Oh, my name, I'm sorry.
Your name? Spell it again for the court.
C Y N O W A.
And your address?
14009 Queens Harbor Road, Charlotte, 28278. And I'm a resident of the Yachtsman.
Oh, now you can tell the commission what's
going on. When Tom talked about our units are very small, the average square footage is way over 2,000 square feet. So when we have double the increases, but what we didn't have time to do, and there was a study that was done, a private independent water study in 2012, and I don't have record of that, but we could get it. And there were some things that were, it was my understanding, so I'm not quoting this, but it was my understanding that the board at the time had tested the water, and there were some evidence that some of the water that was tested did have some, evidence that the agents that were in the water were cancer-causing agents. it is our understanding from when they did that in 2012 that those agents are not tested with Carolina Water System. So I think that it should be put in the record because none of us do want to drink the water. And even though their water standards may say that they're safe, we're questioning if they're being actually testing the proper amount of things that would be safe for us. The other statement is that several of the companies that come in to install hot water heaters, I had a hot water heater, and my hot water heater after a year and a half was completely corroded out, and it was a brand new hot water heater. And the installer of the new hot water heater told me that they would not guarantee the normal length of the hot water heater unless I put a complete filtration system in my home. So back to Tom's original statement with the calcification or whatever the buildup is, it's completely corroding our faucets. And you can see the buildup on the bottom of the faucets where it's literally eating the metal up. So needless to say, it's when it's eating the metal of our faucets out, I think we're a little hesitant to be drinking the water. So not only are we paying the high fees, and I am single, same thing with Tom, I was gone 2 weeks last month, and my water bill and sewer was $85. So we highly urge the board that this is just ludicrous, that there would be any increase. I don't know where we even were last year to stop the already 50% increase, and now this is another increase that's coming. So we just highly encourage that they look at all this documentation and put a freeze on this. The meters in our complex are very old. I know that there's companies out there that have electric meters that they don't have to send people out. Several times you'll go to check your meter when your bill is high, and you'll find that there's no way that somebody could have read it because there's debris and trees and dirt on top of that meter. They literally have to unscrew them to even look to get the meters read. So I think that, you know, any company, I'm a business owner as well, I don't charge my clients extra money to update the infrastructure of my company, and I think that that could also save us money if they had better meter systems. That's all I have for the record. Thank you.
Nothing from the public side.
There's no question.
Thank you, Mr. Miller. You may be excused. So, are there any other parties or individuals that wish to speak tonight? This public hearing is for you so the commission can get information and consider your input in this proceeding.
Public staff, I call Mike Tepedino, Your Honor.
Mr. Tepedino, if you would place your left hand on the Bible, raise your right hand, sir. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to give in this proceeding is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir. You may be seated.
My name is Michael Tepedino, T-E-P-E-D-I-N-O, and I live at 10729 Schooner Bay Lane, Charlotte. And I'm a resident of Bradfield Farms.
What would you like to say to the commission?
I just, the one thing I would like to add to everything that has been said is in Bradfield Farms, the quality of the water quality, and this is concerning the hardness of the water. And we have similar problems to what you guys had mentioned in the other community there. The Osmond about the hardness of the water. I have several cars, and when I go to wash the cars, it seems trivial, but if you do not instantaneously get water off of those cars, this is, you know, this water we're talking, same water we're talking about here, it will etch into the paint on the cars and into the glass on the cars because of how hard the water is. And I've had to do extra work on my vehicles to try to erase some of the water stains. And there are some permanent water stains on several of my vehicles that I cannot get off because of how hard the water is. Talking about the faucets and the shower heads, I've gotten very good at knowing that it's about every 3 months I have to take down each one of the shower heads and soak it in vinegar to get the hardness and the scaling out of it so that they actually will flow. I'm sure many other people in my community have the same issue. Talking about the ring around in the, you know, in the toilet and this and that from the staining. I've never lived anywhere where I've had that degree of staining from just the water. So I don't actually what causes that. I'm not going to say that I know what causes that, but I haven't seen that before. So that was really what I had to say, that the scaling is, if there was any way for them to, you know, they're talking about increasing our rates to increase the quality of our water. I'd really like them to soften the water and get some of the hardness out, because that really has a manifold effect on little valves. I've had to replace my water heater in my house. I've had to replace a dishwasher in our house because there are several little valves that work inside of these machines that cannot tolerate very hard water. The scaling in there just flat out shuts them down. And when those little valves stop working, now you've just lost a $400, $800 piece of equipment. And it doesn't involve just buying the equipment. You have to pay somebody to install it. So there's a, you know, it's a big problem. It's a big problem. I know I'm not the only person that has this problem in our neighborhood. I see a lot of people shaking their heads over there. So I'm sure it's going on in other households in our neighborhood.
Anything else?
That's all I got.
No further from the public staff, Your Honor.
Thank you, Ms. Bennett.
No question.
Individuals that wish to speak at this time, wish to present testimony